time. It's that time, my friends.
It is.
A wonderful Wine Wednesday as we bring November to a close.
Happy last day of Turkey Month.
Yeah.
Now we can move right into chocolate and champagne.
The month of gratitude. We certainly can.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to have to talk to you about that momentarily. But
sounds awesome.
Just to bring our listeners up to snuff here, it's the Vero Insider. That's right. Where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. Amanda Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, joined by some fantastic people. Wow. I've got a room of downtown slash also Oceanside business owners, and they are vested in the community. They have lots of things going on for us to partake in and to enjoy to help kick off the holiday season. And before we touch on to what those wonderful things are with clever names, might I add, I want to ask my partner in crime, Miss Kitty Wagner of the Blue Star downtown, about our gorgeous estate bottled wine of the week.
Oh, the Chamoiselle Pinot Noir that we're drinking?
It's fantastic.
You know what? It is. And this is a wine that I had at Blue Star on the Beach. It's Edna Valley Pinot Noir 2009. And it is.
Go ahead. Keep holding it.
Drinking beautifully. It's quite tasty.
It is quite tasty. A lot of shards of other flavors, too.
And can you share with us what estate bottled means? Mm-hmm.
That means that the grapes were grown on the estate and bottled at the estate.
Ah.
Which is nice. Very, very, very nice.
Quality control from start to finish at that
Absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. And Chamoiselle makes great wines anyway. They make really good Chardonnays, and they make great Pinot Noirs.
And in California, you're allowed to blend your Pinot Noir.
And not tell anybody. Yeah, that's true.
So it does have a lot more body than, say, some of the Oregon numbers that we've been able to share.
Exactly. Well, Oregon's a totally different growing climate too, because it's so far north. You know, you've got shorter days, cooler climate. Pinot Noir is a cool climate grape. So when you grow it in California, you need to be kind of up the mountainside or in the coastal regions. But that being said, because it's a cooler weather grape, it also doesn't really, it's not easy to grow because it has a very, very thin skin. Pinot Noir doesn't typically have tannins.
Ah, that's why.
Exactly, which is why it's a very fruit-forward grape and wine. But that being said, this is 100% Pinot Noir, and it's spectacular. I mean, it's a difficult grape to grow because when you're in a cool, wet climate and you have a thin skin, you're susceptible to molds and funguses. So it's a tricky one to grow. Everyone goes, I love Pinot Noir, and you know, there's a lot of effort.
They're
that
not
has
all created
to go.
Equally.
Yeah, there's a lot of effort into growing a successful crop of Pinot Noir, which is cool.
So this Chamoiselle is available at the
literally.
Cool. It needs to be cool.
I just pulled that out. That's kind of a Thanksgiving, Christmas surprise.
This is a I love when Kitty pulls things from her closet.
I will tell you, we're having our first ever wine dinner December 12th, Monday, December 12th.
Ooh, breaking news!
Breaking
folks.
News!
You're welcome.
And this Pinot Noir is going to be one of the wines that we are going to highlight. I'm going to order some more of it in. And we're going to highlight that at our first wine dinner that we're doing.
Oh, that is so exciting.
Yeah,
it'll December 12th. Reservations a must.
Reservations only, because it's on a Monday when we're normally closed.
Very nice.
Yes.
Well, folks, you heard it here.
There you go.
Yeah. And they'll be able to get some more information on your Facebook.
Facebook web page. It's going to be six or seven courses. I think we ended up with seven courses. Eight wines, because we're going to open you up since it is the holiday season with some lovely pink French champagne, which I know you love.
Yep, I do.
Exactly.
And pink bubbles is my go-to.
We'll move on into dinner. So the Chamoiselle will be on the second course, second or third. I can't remember which.
Oh, we can't wait for the menu.
It's going to be amazing. The Chamoiselle is going to be paired with the foie gras brulee.
Oh,
what?
Stunning.
Just in case you wanted to know.
Yeah. We were curious. Breaking
if you like
news
foie gras,
at the
you
Blue
should definitely,
Star.
Definitely come in and try that. Oh. It's going to be good.
And of course, folks can come in and get gift certificates and make reservations for the holiday parties right about now.
Good Lord, I don't know if we want to even talk about holiday parties. I'm almost...
Are you kind of filled up?
I'm kind of booked up. I booked one today. I booked one yesterday, and we're getting pretty full up on...
So gift certificates make a great gift.
Well, and that's in our... Those parties are happening in our overflow room, where they're having a private party for 30 to 40 to 50 people.
Right.
But yeah. I do have a lot of people who are bringing in, you know...
Family.
Businesses that are coming in for... Christmas dinner with their employees, and so we have tables of 10 and 12 already, you know, reserved that their companies are bringing them in for dinner. So that's fun.
And the more the merrier, but reservations highly encouraged
this time of year. I would definitely call or like.
Very exciting. P.S. I'm writing with a gel pen, folks, and it is super glittery. It is beautiful. This last I just caught some of the light, and I'm very excited. It takes very little to make me excited,
it's
folks.
Sparkly. Cheap.
She turned her head. Cheap thrill.
Cheap thrill.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of sparkles, Foxy Nails, if you haven't been lately and you want to look as festive as possible for the upcoming holiday season, Foxy Nails will not disappoint. Check out their Facebook page. They're coming up with all sorts of Christmas-inspired designs, and sparkle is all the rage. I myself am rocking out a sparkle accent right now. But
yes, you are. It looks great.
It does, right? Manicure, yeah. Pedicure, mm-hmm. lash extensions, waxing. They do it all. Open 7 days a week. Fox Nails in the Fresh Market Plaza.
That's a good
Plus,
idea.
Plus, they have gift certificates.
Lash extensions for all the holiday parties.
Yeah.
Because they look so good.
And it lasts like 6 weeks.
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, they look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a noticeable difference, but one that we don't really pay much attention to, like thinking, oh, I don't need that. But then when you get it, you're like, whoa, I look like Jasmine.
And you can sleep in it, unlike mascara.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So those are my people over at Foxy Nails, family-owned business. So let's talk about some downtown businesses. Let's talk about Gallery 14. This Friday is going to be the Gallery Stroll. But not only is it the one to set off the holiday tone, but it's also
the start of our annual show called Our Beautiful Waters. And this show is a call to artists, which means they come from all over just waiting for the show. It's theme-based. It focuses on Florida waters, the environment, and all the creatures that live within that environment in our waters in Florida and beyond, in the tropics. So right now we have hung 93 paintings from different artists.
That's a lot. Yeah. Of assorted sizes, I'm sure.
They are. And they're sculptures as well. We have three-dimensional.
Really?
And the amazing part is you give artists a theme, and it is amazing what they come up with.
Oh, most certainly.
It is so diverse. It is so creative and imaginative. It's a wonderful show. It's a lot of blue, a lot of ocean. But it's a great show, and artists look forward to it. And artists are juried to get into the show because it's a fine art gallery and we maintain certain standards. And it's also judged for awards.
Ah.
So they
and
have
Miss Barbara ribbons. Landry, are you by chance one of the judges?
I am not. There's a good reason for it.
Because you're an artist?
I am an artist and owner of Gallery 14, one of the owners. But we hire outside judges.
Keep it very neutral.
Just, exactly. We want to maintain friends.
And smart. Always, I like that strategy.
Why did that one win? So we have amazing judges, actually, this year from Laserchrome in Melbourne. And they're a company that does art reproductions, but on the scale of they work for NASA and Disney.
Wow.
They have
small
telescopes.
Yeah.
I mean, the process is called Laserchrome. They do it for some really well-known museums. So they're really high-caliber judges. We're really pleased to get them. And they have discovered our downtown 14th Avenue and want to get involved in the area. And
we're thrilled
to be pulling in people of acclaim from other counties that are looking at 14th Avenue and Vero Beach and saying,
it's on an upswing.
What have we missed here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is part of also, it's kind of a win-win situation for them.
Yeah.
And the judging is tonight, so I will go in with them, with my co-chair, Shelley Weltman. And they will judge for the ribbon. So it's pretty exciting.
Oh, exciting. Yeah. And then after, go down and have a bite and a little glass of wine at the Blue Star.
Absolutely.
I'm just helping plan your evening. I'm helping plan your evening.
That
now, Barbara,
like
is there something, since it is a month-long exhibit, where there will be a final award based on community votes or no? This is strictly the jury?
No, it'll run for the whole month from the 1st to the 30th. The reception and the awards event will be Friday evening. Wednesday evening tonight will be the judging.
Okay.
And the gallery itself does give an award. We give a $100 award of our pick. We do pick
We
do one ribbon for something that we think is outstanding.
And there has to be a consensus of the 14 of you.
There's 10 of us.
Ten of us.
That isn't easy.
I bet not.
Art is so subjective. Sure. Everyone has a different opinion. Yeah.
Of course.
You know, we all have
But
have
there
a
is like a gallery favorite, to say the least, and,
we
and
do.
You'll come
we
up
give an award
it.
With That's a, wonderful. A gallery favorite, too. So, yes.
And then I would assume that these items are available for purchase.
They're available for purchase, yes. Yes. So they're all priced and...
Now, just out of curiosity, because they are a sponsor of the show, and of course, they have great taste in hiring their marketing people, who do you use for your shipping company of choice at Gallery 14?
We have this wonderful place on Beachland Boulevard called Pack and Mail that does all our shipping, and we offer all the clients. There's definitely a market for people who ship. They have two homes, and they're looking for that that service. So we turn them right over to Pack and Mail, who pick it up, does all the work and packaging. And
off P.S. They go. Gift wrapping, too, this holiday season. Gift wrapping, too. Lots to choose from. Thank you for those kind words, Barbara. That makes us very excited. And I just want to hop over quickly to a very handsome Marine in the room here, Mr. John Michael Matthews, who is putting on an interesting girls' night out, if you will, and with having 10 of them at the Gallery 14, if only the events didn't overlap tonight. Oh, my goodness.
What is that all about?
I know. So you have to tell us the name because I'm so excited.
Well, it's Martinis and Mistletoe was the...
You had me at Martini.
And they've come up with some special ones. Green Apple Mistletini.
Ooh.
Very Merry Pomegranate Martini. Nogtini?
The Nogtini.
I saw the Nogtini.
That was delicious.
I'd be going for that one.
Right?
And then Bellini, which is peach Bellini, we first discovered when we were in Venice that they have at Harry's Bar in Venice.
It's such a palate cleanser. It can be a good Bellini. So those are some of the signature drinks that are going to be taking place this Friday for your signature annual event.
That's right. It's ladies' night, and I'm not sure how I got sent over here. I'm not exactly sure what all's going on. I keep discovering something else they're giving away or something else they're doing or something else they've ordered. And I go,
you just keep leaving the store, John. We got everything under control, they say.
And besides these things, of course, we have non-alcoholic and a complete bar with other things as well. But I guess, you know, as no secret, Santa Claus is coming to town. So
that's
part
right.
of it is a chance for the ladies to come in and have fun and food and a cocktail or a martini. But also we have what we call a wish list. And that way, while they're there, if they see something that they happen to like, then their loved one can come back in and pick it out and know that he's doing
clever.
The right thing.
So, you make it so easy.
And the wish list will be, once it's filled out, then we're going to put those into a bowl for a drawing at the end to give away diamond earrings to whoever.
Wow, that's awesome.
The wish list will be what we draw with. So
a lucky lady's going to come out with some new diamond studs.
Yeah, and they're like 5,000. And I keep going, no, you can't give away that. You know, and another thing. And then anyone who RSVPs that tells us that they're coming, then we're giving these swag bags. I brought in one example, which has some fun things like the little temporary tattoos, but also a leather jewelry case that's $30 or $40.
Oh,
how
lovely. And how is the preferred method of RSVP?
Well, they could call us at 234-1512 or email, if they prefer, at Matthews with two T's, jmatthews50@AOL.com, which I probably should have got a shorter email for the store.
Well, but that's okay. And you also have a Facebook page event for it, so that's an easy...
Indeed.
Quick press of the button. You don't even have to type in your name. It does it for you.
That's
so
right,
that makes it simple. That's this Friday, 5 to 8, Martinis and Mistletoe at John Michael Matthews over on Beachland. Neighbors of ours over at the Pack
we
Mail.
We go down to Pack Mail often to send things off to our customers.
Have exquisite taste, to say the least.
And
what
they always
a great
do such
party.
A great job. They're always so nice there.
Well, thank Thank you for that. And there's a lot more in store. We're just kind of touching the surface right now, folks. You're listening to the Vero Insider, Amanda Valencia, Tillery. In the house, we have John Michael Matthews, Barbara Landry of Gallery 14, and Kitty Wagner, Blue Star Wine Bar. So don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
Treasure Coast Community Health is healthcare for all people. It's actually what we call a patient-centered healthcare home. That's not a building where you stay. It's how they care for you. Treasure Coast Community Health provides preventative and chronic care. So whether you're in need of dental care, women's health care, primary care, geriatrics, or even pharmacy, TCCH, Treasure Coast Community Health, is there to take care of you. And TCCH works on a sliding scale, eliminating financial hardships, and accepts Medicare, Medicaid, and Florida Kid Care, and most other insurances. TCCH's four locations are serving Indian River County. TCCHINC.org. Call 257-8224. Treasure Coast Community Health. Healthcare for all people.
Panda Contractors will make you smile. Panda Contractors is a full-service Vero Beach roofing contractor and remodeling company serving the greater Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie areas. With in-house consulting services and trained installers, Panda Contractors is a leader in roofing services such as leak repairs, roof ventilation. We also provide home renovations such as bathroom and kitchen remodeling, home additions, and much, much more. Panda Contractors is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Friend.
It makes me so frisky, you know, that song and the wine. And you just want to kind of dance around the studio.
Just shake your hips a little bit.
Yeah.
Bring in the shoulder. There you go. There you go.
Party time of year.
Move.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. The year's almost over.
It's crazy. Finishing with a bang.
It sure is. Folks, you're listening to the Bureau Insider. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in with us each and every week, every wonderful Wine Wednesday. If you missed the broadcast or you want to share the broadcast with others, or live link to our sponsors and support them and their local businesses, please visit theveroinsider.com. You can go back to shows as long as a year ago and maybe see 2016 in a recap. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Just keep going forward. Don't ever look back.
Oh, nonsense. Just a quick look back, if I may. This day in history, 1940, Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz were wed.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. She was 28 and he was 23.
Oh.
She was a little bit older. Did you know that?
I never knew that. She was older than Desi. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome for my fun facts.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And I bet he got her diamond at a place somewhat comparable
to John Michael Matthews back in the day.
No.
Absolutely. How long has John Michael Matthews jewelry been around?
27 years.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Damn.
I started as an apprentice when I was in high school, which is a long time ago. I went in the military for a while, but other than that, I've been doing this my whole adult life. Now, I worked for other people as a goldsmith and diamond setter, but when we moved here, we opened up the store, and we were on Royal Palm Point for about 20 years, and then we moved over there on Beachland Boulevard, just down the street from Pac Mail.
Absolutely.
At 645 Beachland Boulevard, near A1A.
Now, all the fun is going to kick off.
Well,
this Friday
at from 5 till 8 is our missiles and mistletoe and martinis. It's ladies' night out. And I was just saying when we were off the air, I'm not sure if I get to go or not.
Details.
They sent me over here to go do this. And I said, I'm not even sure what all you guys are all giving away or doing, but there's going to be great food.
Definitely giving away a 1 point carat, right?
That's right. It's a carat total weight, carat in each ear, diamond earrings, not little diamonds that total of 1 carat, but 2 diamonds that equal 1 carat. So
gorgeous.
Half carat in each ear, pretty significant.
That's
5,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
That's lovely.
Nice.
So generous.
Yeah, they keep coming up with things they're going to give away. They're having drawings and things throughout the night. Another funny thing is the ugly Christmas sweater contest.
Oh, yeah.
I went, whoa.
So there's a prize for the ugliest sweater.
Now, if they don't want to, I mean, I guess they don't have to even wear it. They could hold it up. I'm not sure how that's going to work either, but it'll be fun. It's something that'll add to the party. And they keep thinking of all these things that are just fun party things. And I'm thinking, well, it's, you know, Santa Claus is coming to town. Don't forget to show jewelry
don't forget to show the jewelry. The ladies will be drinking martinis.
Well, part of that is when they can come in. It's kind of a loyalty thing for our existing customers, of course, which we all want to keep our existing customers, but yes. Some that haven't been there before, this would be a chance for them to just come see jewelry and play dress up and, you know, share with ideas with each other without worrying about necessarily having
the one-on-one salesperson.
Yeah, none of that.
Absolutely.
In fact, we're not really selling. We're just having a party around close nearby jewelry. So
how convenient.
So put on a pretty dress and go try on some beautiful sparkly jewelry.
Absolutely. Or an ugly Christmas sweater, because you could have another chance to win another prize.
Oh, I got one of those somewhere.
I mean, that is fantastic. And what's really cool, too, is the wish list concept, because on this wish list, you have an account for an anniversary, for birthdays, of course, for Christmas. So all of that information is right at the fingertips so that you can make sure, mm-hmm. without having to go shopping with your loved one, that you still get the thing that you picked out, that you know you're smitten with.
And there's a chance to write down 8 or 9 or 10 things. And
how convenient.
And they could pick one of the things and know that they would be a hero. It started years ago. A guy called me up from the VFW actually and said, oh, you know her, just pick me out something. And I thought, well, how sweet, making me pick out something. But, and if I knew, I would recommend. So since then, we've been trying to capture these ideas throughout the year. And then that way, if somebody comes in and goes, well, tell me what she likes, then we can say, well, she looked at this and this and this, and then they can pick, and then that way it's the right thing. If it's ever not the right thing, they can bring it back, blame it on me. Said John said to get that.
And of course,
return it or anything. But it is always better, and this is one of those occasions you shouldn't be empty-handed. There should be something under the tree, or if it's for Hanukkah or whatever the occasion is.
When does Hanukkah start?
The 24th. It's Christmas
sundown.
Eve. Yeah, so it's almost all right around the same time. And there's a lot of gift-giving occasions around this time of the year. And
now, do you do a lot of custom work?
We do. Yeah, we can make almost anything.
You have a full studio?
We do. We have a laser welder even that's like magic. You know, in the old days, we used a torch to weld and solder and so forth. And that's what I did for my whole adult life, like I said before. And Victoria that works for us has been with us for 12 or 13 years, and we've taught her to be a diamond setter and goldsmith, but she was homeschooled, so she's sort of self-propelled. She just learns things like on her own. I go, how'd you learn that? You know, because I show her a few things.
Great.
The next thing is she's doing many things, but it's like being a chef. They have to really love it and have a skill, you know, and be kind of suited for that sort of thing, which she clearly is. She was an artist. I mean, she came in with certain skills, but I joke.
And I like the idea of being able to, you know, if you wanted to, if you had it in you as an artist, to come in and design a piece and then have you guys make it. That would be so unique and special.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll just sketch it out at the counter and then make it, and they get to come in and see it before we set the diamonds. And
that'd be amazing.
I don't want to embarrass her, but I talk about Victoria. When we hired her, she was a teenager, and thought she knew everything like a lot of teenagers.
No.
Now she really does know everything. She really is. She's expert.
And we're talking martinis and mistletoe this Friday, 5 to 8. And when we get back, we're going to hit all the details on the gallery stroll, Our Beautiful Waters. Don't go anywhere.